episode 358 of Aussie Telezone. Welcome back, Caesar, Jeff, on the podcast tonight.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. How's it going?
Good. Better there? All right.
Well, it's still the three of us.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Anyways, Jeff, what were your thoughts this week? Week 12 of the NFL that just happened here.
Surprising in some aspects, not surprising in other aspects. I was not surprised by the Seahawks loss. It was unfortunate. You know, I like you were saying earlier, I didn't think it was going to be quite that big of a blowout, but it was.
Yeah.
Philly got very, very, very lucky. Another win that, in my opinion, we did not deserve. But I'll take it. Don't get me wrong. A win's a win. Yeah. In that aspect, it was nice seeing a bunch of football. I didn't pay attention. I was pretty busy all weekend, but, I did kind of have it on in the background a whole bunch. Was not, happy to see the Steelers lost or the Steelers won. There were some very good games and then there were some absolutely awful games.
You know,
it was kind of weird, kind of a weird weekend in football. That Texans, CJ Stroud, man, you know, wow. I was very Caesar. What? I'm sorry, buddy. That was awful last night. Jefferson's coming back this week, so we got that to look forward to, right?
Bye week after bye week, yes.
After bye week, I mean, but either way, he's coming back this week.
He's coming back. He's practicing like AI would say in basketball.
Okay. You know, hey, better than nothing.
But
yeah, you know, it was a week of football. Like, my biggest thing is Philly did not want Dallas to win. Kind of knew it was going to happen. Yeah. But hey, we're 10-1 and we've still got some very tough games coming up. Niners, Cowboys, and then Seahawks. It's going to be rough.
I would say it's Seahawks. But I don't know.
You know, I mean, it could be back and forth. I mean, it depends on which Seattle shows up, you know.
Like the Titans last year.
And then also, I do have to mention, it was awesome. I think even the bigger thing this weekend is watching UW beat the Cougars. Hoping it was going to be a bigger blowout, but they hung in there and they won. So, hey, I'll take it.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Caesar, what are your thoughts on week 12 NFL?
The unfortunate, sad but good and fortunate part was that the Lions lost before the Vikings lost.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it was against the Packers. Which still was good. I mean, yeah, we needed the Packers to win. That was fine. For once. The Cowboys blowing out the Commanders, shot there. Unfortunately, the Seahawks were 49ers, even though I picked the 49ers to win. Aussie. It's all good. The Bengals losing to the Steelers. Not really shocking there because Browning sucked. Pickett was too, but it was just a weird game. Rams being the Cardinals, no shock there. Kyler Murray did okay, but the Rams just did better. Buccaneers being the Colts. The Dolphins winning against Jets, that pick six to end the half was freaking amazing.
Yeah.
I saw that live when I turned it on. That was, oh my God, that was probably the best non-Vikings play I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But yeah. Sunday night was pretty good. Ravens Chargers. Chargers just really suck. They need to fire a coach. And Ravens probably a Super Bowl contender. We'll see how far they go in the playoffs. Because they're most likely gonna make it. Last but not least, my Vikings losing by 2 points, which didn't bother me, but the 4 interceptions by Dobbs did. I hope that O'Connell gives Jaren Hall another chance, but we'll see. After the bye week, maybe even Nick Mullins. Dobbs needs to get benched after that fucking game. But, all right. Yeah, Bears took your win. Congrats, and enjoy your bye week as well.
All right. Brad, are you now, Brad?
Yeah, I got my stuff working. I'm still recovering from Saturday with Jeff, so, you know.
Hey, we had a good time.
We had a good time. I'm coming over
for Saturday. As short as it was, I do apologize. How did you get so quickly?
It's all good. I saw what state you were in. It's okay. No, it was all good. This week, no, Thanksgiving, I'm glad I didn't watch any football because there was none worth two. It was all bad for the most part. The Dolphins play was great. I did see that in real time. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Jacksonville and Houston, I wouldn't count Houston out. I think they're going to sneak in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If Denver finds a way in, I think we should all just, we all just got to quit predicting everything because that's ridiculous. Plus Vegas to me is like, they're a team that I don't think they're done. They're not great, but they are very well coached. They just can't keep up for four quarters. And if you're the Buffalo Bills, I mean, I almost was crying over that on Sunday. That was pathetic. Hit the guy when you're wide open and you win that game. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How good you can be until you really have to have it. It's amazing. Baltimore beat a mediocre Chargers team. That's great. They're a good team.
It was a low scoring game too, though. It was like a really 13-10, I think it was.
It was like 20-10.
Oh,
yeah.
20. Oh, okay. 20.
I was busy.
Graduation year, 2010.
I was busy, so I didn't see too much of that because I knew they were going to win. But
yeah, the whole game.
Last night, I'm sorry. I watched as much of that as I did because that was too mediocre.
I watched the whole game because I was there. It was a fun experience, but
it looked like a fun time. You had some good pictures on. It looked like a great time. However,
yeah. Oh yeah, I wanted to make a lot more videos and photos, but I was like,
myself.
No, you did the right thing. You put your phone down after the game. That's good.
Yeah.
And the NFL needs more Tommy DeVito. That's what we need.
No, we don't.
We do. He's fun. He's not.
Huh?
He's fun. His parents are awesome. What I don't want this to be, it's because they're not good. This isn't the Kelsey crap where we know the Kelsey's mom's recipe right. for everything that nobody cares about or the spouses. Right. Apparently Tommy DeVito still lives at home and he has a cool thing he does with his hands up in the air and his teammates seem to, I'm not joking about this. His teammates seem to like him a lot more than Daniel Jones. So No, it is. Because, Ozzy, I promise you, I've watched more of this than you have. As far as because it's hard to watch a 4-8 team. But, and that game was tense. That set football back a few decades, too. But,
sure did.
But, I think he's a really liked individual on that team.
Oh, sure.
He's a fun personality. And in that town, they need that because who knows what's going to happen to him. But right now, I mean, if they win two more games, great. We'll see.
Yeah.
But it's, I'm a big fan because he's not cocky. He's just, that fun kind of arrogance like Joe Burrow, but he's not Joe Burrow. So,
I love it. It's
the Jersey kid come home. I think that's great. So,
yeah. Well,
but dude, you got to move out of your parents' basement. Stop.
For me, I didn't mind the Hawks game because you know, showed what he is. He's trash. And it was very awkward to see him in the NBC. They had him, they showed him shirt without a shirt on. It was on the table on his back. It was very disgusting. I have no words to say. I felt about that. Beyond that though, I love watching the Bills and the Eagles game. That was a fun game to watch. Josh Allen was this close to getting the overtime win, but just Gabe Davis just dropped the ball in the end zone. So, that was unfortunate to see, but beyond that, though, it was a fun game to watch. Other than that, though, I, as Brad said, that Pats Giants game was just a trash game to watch on Red Zone, and it was like a struggle to watch that one. Beyond that, though, not, I didn't really care about much else besides that. So, if that's Huskies won the Apple Cup, I'm happy about that too, and all that. So, all right, now we'll go into our picks, but before that, we'll get into our pick count. So, we'll go from podcast group first. Last to first, we have Ryan Deese at 106, Joe at 111, and then for our group, we have last at 106 is Brad, and then we have Jeff at 113, Caesar at 114, and me at 118. So we'll see how it goes going down the stretch here. And Brad, Brad had only one pick correct in the afternoon slate and night slate. Obviously, so that was kind of a
late
rough
slate.
One.
Yeah,
that was a rough one there.
Yeah, yeah, that's hilarious. But it sounds like I'm behind Caesar by one. So
No, you're behind him by.
Oh,
one.
Jeff is down by one against me. Yes.
You said
you're
I'm
down
the one
by one to me.
I'm down by 106. Down by five. You're down by I don't know how many.
You just said 114 and 113. Right?
Yeah, 114. I have 114. Jeff has 113.
You're at 106. You're okay. 106 is for
you.
You
need to catch up, Kratzky.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm winning at life right now. I'm doing okay.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, on that note,
Jeff told me that.
Yes, okay. You are. You got to hang out with me. How could you be losing when you're with me?
That's great.
There you go. There you go. All right. All right, so Jeff, we have the Hawks and the Cowboys in Dallas Thursday Night Football. Your thoughts on this one?
Go Hawks. There's going to be an upset this week. Drew Locke's going to show up because Geno throws three interceptions in the first quarter. No, in reality, it'll be Dallas. I really, really hate to say it'll be them, and I am praying that I'm wrong. I can really use Seattle's help this week. I'd love to have Dallas have another loss on their belt. But yeah, I'll go with Dallas on this one.
Yep. Yep. All right. Brad.
Yeah. Until I see, I think Dallas wins this game by about 14 points, but I would love to be wrong, but, and it'd be a very Seahawks thing to do too, to go down there and find a way to win the game. But, and they can't really afford to stumble too much more either. So,
they have a brutal,
they do.
Here.
They do.
You
brutal.
Do.
Brutal. Correct. Yeah.
I'll take Dallas, and like I say, I hope I'm wrong, but that's not a shocker.
Yep. Yep. These are your thoughts.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to go with Dallas too until the Seahawks turn things around with possibly Joe Locke at quarterback, and because she knows, ass. Just like Dobbs is now. but that's a different story. I'll get to that later. Prescott's on fire. So is the Dallas Cowboys offense and defense. Well, despite the injuries that they have had in the seasons going on. Dallas wins by, I don't even know. I'll say a lot, but I'm not going to say a number.
All right, well, I'm taking the Cowboys as well. They're at home with no Ken Walker, with no quarterback at the Hawks. We'll see how it goes though. They can play tough though. They don't get.
And you guys have Cleet Blakeman as the ref.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yep. Yeah, just announced this morning. Yeah.
God, he's the Joe West of the NFL.
He's not that. He's pretty bad, but not the worst. But yeah, he's pretty bad. So yeah.
All these refs are horrible lately, as we found out Sunday.
Yeah, I did not like Alex Kemp last night. So
I told you.
I miss Ed, and I didn't like him. It's like,
I miss Ed Hockley.
I don't.
Sean Hockley is taking over though. I mean, he's doing pretty good and then pretty bad. So.
Ed Hockley had some hot mic moments that were phenomenal.
That's what I mean. I miss Ed.
Man. He was just that one.
Ed was good, but not like as a referee, but just as a personality for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Deese has the Cowboys as well. All right, Brad, we have the Chargers at the Patriots. What do you think about this one?
I'll take. I can actually see New England doing this, but I won't. I'll go Chargers because okay. I just think they're just flat out better. But they just can't put together a complete game. They played in spots pretty well Sunday night from what I saw, and then yep. just again when you it's a Seahawks mentality a little bit, but not as good. When you have to have it, they just can't. They're just not clutch. They have flashes of brilliance, but they're just not clutch. But if you can't beat Mac Jones, who looks like a kid who needs to go home, he just needs to go home. Like,
or Zappi. It's Bailey Zappi,
They both suck, you know.
Oh, I know, but, I mean, they might not win another game. I mean,
I don't think so, yeah.
We can make fun of the Giants all day long. They have 1-2 in a row. So.
That's right.
So, somehow. But, yeah, no, I'll take the Chargers, but my guess is it's only by about 6.
Okay.
Because they can't – it wouldn't be the Chargers if they didn't make it interesting, so.
That's right, definitely. All right, Cesar, who do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go Chargers as well. They have the talent. It's just the coaching that sucks. I mean, yeah, the talent's all there. It's just like the coaching just needs to – Staley needs to go. But yeah, give me Herbert. Chargers, Patriots are just tanking at this point, like for real.
Oh, it just kind of sucks. Not really tanking, it just sucks.
But, it sucks. Zappy's not going to be any better. So,
right. All right, Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm doing the same. I'm taking Chargers on this one. I don't think there's any kind of question that Herbert. Yeah, it's going to be. It could be interesting. Like Brad says, I don't think Chargers played a complete. Had good first halves and good second halves, but no good first and second halves. I'm guessing it's by less than 6.
All right, I'm thinking Chargers by 14. I think by 14 points. Yeah,
this is like a 10-7 game or no over.
No, this is a get right game for the Chargers. This is a get right game for the Chargers. I think, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, and Deese has them as well, Chargers as well. All right, Caesar, we have the a great game on our hands. We have Arizona at Pittsburgh.
Great game. Well, okay.
Yeah. Great game.
Well, I'm gonna go Steelers. Kyler Murray. He shouldn't have came back. I don't know. That's whatever. Clayton Tune, whatever the frick his name is, the rookie that they have.
Yeah.
Start, but we'll see. Kenny Pickett is fighting for his job basically for next year. That's up in the air, but, their defense is just better than the Cardinals defense and they're going to stop the Cardinals offense. So yeah, give me the Steelers by probably 10 or 14.
All right.
I'm going to say the same thing. I'm not going to say that Kyler shouldn't have came back. I didn't really see him play, so I have no opinion on that. However, I think even with Kyler back, it doesn't really make a difference. I think that team is just in a transition, I don't know, era, if you will.
Yeah.
Seems like, you know, since Warner left, they haven't been great. I'll say Steelers by probably 15, 18. I think it's going to be kind of a blowout.
I agree with you there. Brad, what do you think?
Yeah, I hate to say it too, but no, I think Pittsburgh wins this play. And I mean, Arizona has no I don't see how they're going to. They play hard, but maybe it's close for a while, but they can't. They're almost as bad as Carolina. They're just a little
bit Giants.
What's that?
Yeah.
Huh?
You said the Giants.
Commanders.
Yeah.
No, we're 4-8. Like, No.
Yeah, so the Bears are 4-8.
No.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And, yeah, the Bears just beat you on a third. Yeah, I know.
On Monday night, yeah.
I know.
Cairo Santos was the only point getter, so.
I know. It was
just like, I'm gonna throw passes and
it wasn't run pretty. It wasn't pretty.
Whatever the heck else, like.
The worst was the sack fumble.
That's going to let Carlos Santos win the fucking game. So
The worst was that sack fumble where Dobbs gets hit, ball pops up. That was the worst.
Yeah, that shouldn't have happened. The O-line needed to protect him.
All right, moving on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've already moved on from that game.
I can tell. Yeah, I can tell you moved on. Yeah. Check again, Pittsburgh as well, because they fired Matt Canada last week, and now they scored 400 yards last week. They all gained their first one for the first time all year. That's pretty great for them. Take Pittsburgh to win this game by about 14 points, I think. And Ryan Deese has them as well. All right, Brad, we have a great game again. Indianapolis at the Titans in Tennessee.
No, what we really need is more Gardner Minshew. That's what we need. This one scares me a little bit, but I'm actually kind of rooting for the Colts because of one guy. I'll take the Colts by about six. I think Tennessee's just eroding. But you know, you never know at home. But I got a good feeling. Minshew's playing with more confidence, and they have an outside playoff shot themselves. So we'll take the Colts. That makes the AFC wild card race down the stretch really fun. So,
oh yeah, definitely. All right, Jeff, what do you think?
I'm going to take the Colts as well. I believe that Tennessee has imploded. Granted it is at home, so the game could be interesting, but yeah, I kind of weirdly have some decent confidence in Minshew right now. So
yeah,
Go mustache man.
There you go. All right.
You respect that mustache.
My mustache doesn't grow in for crap, and then it gets itchy, and then yeah, it just gets weird.
I hear you.
Oh yeah.
I don't know about that, but I mine grows nicely. So.
Oh yeah, mine grows pretty nicely too, with the stash and the beard and the goatee.
If it don't look like Tom Selleck, it don't grow in nicely.
Tom Selleck.
Out of all
78 people, years old too, by the way.
Or Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds. Yeah.
All right. Is there who do you have in this game?
Yeah, I'm going Colts, Minshew, Magic. Titans are like wanting to like lose. So like,
yeah.
I mean, Will Levis is their future. I would think, but we'll see. Malik Willis probably on his way out this offseason, but we'll see. And Ryan Tannehill, yeah, he can go bye bye. Derrick Henry though, he might stay. He might go. I don't know. Titans are just downhill. Go Colts.
All right, taking the Colts as well. JT's playing really well. So is Josh Downs. They got his rookie as well. Minshew's playing okay for a backup quarterback, so he's playing well.
JT
he always has. He's a good backup.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a good backup. I like that. All right, and then Deese has the Colts as well. All right, Brad, we have a Denver at Houston. What do you think about this one, Brad?
I'm going with Houston. They're in a bounce back at home. I think Denver needs a little dose of reality. I think it'll be very close. What?
They need a little dose of reality. They need a lot of dose of reality.
I think Houston played extremely well. You know, they just got beat by, you know, a better Jacksonville team. And yet that field goal that didn't miss by much. So you just those teams are very, very, very close together.
That dude that missed the field goal too, the Amendola guy. Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, they cut him?
They cut him. I checked in fantasy, gone. Well, he's still in the kickers, you know, list, but like, he's a free agent now.
That's kind of dumb. I mean, that was
Kai Fairbairn's so injured. I don't know if he's coming back or if they're going to send another kicker.
They better figure that out because they're going to be in games. Like, if they make the playoffs,
they got all the rest of this week to do it. So yeah,
they need to figure it out. That being said, I will still take Houston because it might come down to the end again. I can just see that with them. They're playing better than they have in 4 years, so it's fun to watch.
All right, Jeff, what do you think?
I just something to ask
you. I'm back and forth on this. Hearing that about their kicker kind of, yeah. Yeah, I'll take Houston. I will, just for shits and giggles. They are on a good run. Denver, Jesus, how many is Denver won in a row? Like five in a row or something?
Five in a row, yeah.
Yeah, they need to buckle up and lose a couple here and realize that Russ does truly well. but yeah, I'll take Houston on this one.
Yeah. All right. Caesar, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll pick Houston as well. Screw Denver. Screw. with his pierced lips and all that shit.
His pierced
lips. It's gonna probably show Russell Wilson what he can do. So like, he's probably gonna show that he's like CJ Stroud's probably gonna show Russell Wilson that he can be just like Russell Wilson when he was in his prime. or as a rookie too, he's gonna be like I'm not gonna say the next Russell Wilson, but he's gonna be like CJ Stroud himself, just playing as Russell Wilson, the rookie.
So,
but
Houston,
whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Texans, go defense, go offense, and yeah, special teams.
Yeah, I got Houston as well. They'll bat back in a big way. I think CJ is gonna light it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Denver's not going to do so much this week. So we'll see. It's an early game for them as well. And D says Houston as well. All right. Caesar, you got the Lions at the Saints. Who do you got in this one?
Give me the freaking Saints for once.
Okay.
For Viking reasons, because we need wins again. Yeah, give me the Saints in an upset. If it doesn't happen, I won't be as mad because, I don't know, I'll just enjoy the bye weekend. I don't know, all week. Weekend, so, yeah.
Yeah. Me too, yeah. All right. Jeff, who do you got in this one?
Well, I'm taking the Lions. I have no faith in Derek Carr or Winston or whoever the hell's playing for the Saints. I'm just generally, I don't know. I'm not that big a fan of the Saints. So, yeah, I'll take the Lions. They're a better team.
Yeah.
What are they? 7-2?
I think they're 8-3.
8-3. Makes more sense. Yeah. Okay. Then
either way, I'm the better team. All right, Brad, what do you think?
I mean, close. They're a much better team than the Saints, at the moment.
Yeah.
The Honolulu Blue will ride down in the bayou and they should get back on track.
Hey, that rhymed.
Yeah.
See, I'm a man of many talents. I just keep it private. And what's that? You're getting salty, Caesar. I like it, but just, you know, easy there. No.
I don't know. I'm not sure because you're private, so I'm private too, so in a way. Yeah.
No. That wasn't a slam at you at all. No, I'm good. I think Detroit's a better team. I do think. Because the Lions and Vikings meet one more time in Minnesota. They meet
No, we haven't played them all year.
Ooh.
Yet.
Okay, so this will come down to this could still come down to the end. I want to see Detroit do well. Cause it's been so long, and they're in a good place. The Eagles are going to get home field unless something just collapses. But Detroit's an interesting two. But these are games you have to win. Derek Carr, I was wrong about. He's the same guy. It's just he can only take you so far.
Yep. First step is admitting you have a problem.
I
all right.
I'm good. Yeah, I don't have a problem.
Derek Carr fan.
Yeah, I'm taking the Lions.
He's a nice guy. Yes. Nice
guy. With eyeliner.
I'm picking Lions as well. because
so I'm the only one picking the Saints. Thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
It's how you gain points when there's upsets, bud.
Yeah. Yeah. Taking the Lions to win by a good margin, I think, on the road. I think they'll bounce back in a big way here. And D says them as well. All right, Jeff, we have another great game. Falcons at the Jets.
I feel like you're being sarcastic when you're saying a great game.
Oh, no. Not. No. Never.
Jets.
Jets at Falcons.
What gave that away? Good Lord.
No, it's the Falcons at Jets, yeah.
Falcons at Jets. Ooh, I don't think that's going to matter. Okay. I'm going to go with the Jets because they're at home. A little bit better team. And yeah, the Falcons, every time I pick the Falcons, they lose. And every time I don't pick them, they win. So screw you, Falcons. I'm going with the Jets.
Yeah, screw those dirty birds.
All right.
Yeah, okay, yes. Right. I miss Andre.
Yeah, there you go.
Andre Rison?
Yep.
Andre Rison.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Caesar, who do you got?
Well, the Falcons are the team that took out Jaren Hall with a concussion, so screw them. Go Jets.
Okay.
Tim Boyle.
All right, Brad, who do you got, Brad, in this one?
because it's Tim Boyle, yeah. this would be the game. This could be a game that I could see this being a stupid pick, but I will take the first place Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah,
I did pick them.
Wait, they're in first?
Yes.
Yeah, they're tied for first with tiebreakers.
Fortunately, they're in first.
Somebody said the Falcons were going to be good.
It's the South, so.
It doesn't matter how you do it. But no, somebody said the Falcons were going to make the playoffs on this show, and that was me.
Yeah.
And they're going to come down.
We aren't at the playoffs yet. Remember that.
I know, but this division is going to go down to the last week because no one's going to run away with this thing. So
no, they won't. No.
It's open season for three out of four of them.
Baker's coming back.
Hedges are, like, legitimately out, so.
It is, yeah. I'll take the Falcons because this could go – we'd like to get them to 500, so.
Yeah,
keep Arthur Blank off the sideline for a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
That gets old, too, but I like the guy, but that gets old. Just up in the box, you know.
Yeah. I'm taking the Falcons as well to win this game on the road. I just don't think the Jets are really that great, and with Tim Boyle – come on. If they lose to the Jets with Tim Boyle, you don't deserve to win anything. So, yeah. Picking the Falcons to win this game because they have Bijan, who went off last week. That was great.
Garrett Wilson.
Well, yeah, that's one player they got. There you go. Congratulations. All right. Well, D-Stats.
Because of Tim Boyle.
All right. Well, we'll see. All right. And D-Stats the Falcons as well. So he has them as well. All right, Brad, we have, let's see. Oh, here we go. Great game. Dolphins at the Commanders.
Yeah, if Miami's the team I think they are, they need to roll into the D.C. swamp that earns its nickname for more ways than one and go in there.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That's true. All right. See, sir, what do you got there?
Yeah, Dolphins, it's going to be a bloodbath at Washington, D.C., so FedEx Field, which needs to be torn down. Go Dolphins. Go.
All right. All right, Jeff, what do you got?
Dolphins by 45.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. And I had seen something where I thought it was this last week, maybe the week before, where there was some stadium, and now I think it was FedEx Field, that the bathrooms went out of order, so people were pissing in the storm drains on the concourse.
That was in Chicago.
Was that in Chicago? Okay.
It was 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Soldier Field.
Okay. Interesting.
Good thing I've never been inside Soldier Field. I've only been outside of it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, but how many times has Soldier Field been inside you?
Well, I was just, you know, walking around the whole city of Chicago,
boy.
And ran into it. I'll be outside. I'll be outside of it. I won't be inside of it.
I'm giving it.
That was way back then. So after I graduated high school. Yeah.
All right. I'm taking the Dolphins inside as well. Yeah, that's pretty good. But yeah, I'm taking Dolphins doing this game as well by a good margin. And Deese has them as well. All right, this is the game of the week, Jeff. Panthers at the Buccaneers. Who do you get?
Ozzy, I really don't. Is this even a nationally televised game? I don't believe it will be.
It is. But it is not. No.
Let's go, Baker. Shits and giggles. Okay. Let's flip a coin. Go with Baker.
Sure.
No other reason as it's the Panthers, and Tampa just seems like a nicer town, to be honest.
Barely, yeah.
Okay, yeah, barely.
All right.
Never been. Got
in this one, yeah.
Well, since they fired Frank Reich, I'm going to give them a chance. Bryce Young, okay. Please beat the Buccaneers because they are the only team that we lost to in the NFC South, the Buccaneers. Mm. So week one, we lost 20-17. Ooh, we against the Patriots and the Bucks. So
yeah.
And since we beat the Panthers, so yeah, go Panthers on this game because I just feel bad for Adam Thielen. So screw
you.
2 weeks
in a row now you pick them.
Okay. Oh yeah, 2 weeks in a row. I'm gonna possibly pick them until they win another game.
All right, so maybe not. Never
this
again.
This might
okay.
be the game. It's 50-50 right now.
All right. All right, Brad, who do you have in this one?
I think it's pretty fair to say the Panthers owner is a little eccentric.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
An odd individual.
Yeah.
No, I don't think – I think it's actually the perfect time for Tampa Bay to go win that game. And, Jeff,
yeah.
you may not have been in Tampa, but we know Tampa's found its way inside you. It's just
– Oh, I'm hey, I'm Florida man in Washington, dude.
There is flesh eating something.
There you go. There you go.
Anyway, yeah, don't.
Hey, Brad, who do you think patient one is?
I mean, that's between you and, that's a you problem at this point, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I'll take Tampa because I think that they should be able to handle Carolina. I would hope.
Yeah,
I don't
agree.
Care where the game is.
Yeah, I got Buccaneers by maybe 10 points. Yeah, it'll be close, though, but 10 points. And then and D-Sets Bucks as well. Now, the actual game of the week, Niners at the Eagles. Brad,
oh,
we have
time, gosh. A great
game. Yeah, this isn't even close for me. I'm rolling with Brock Purdy in the 49ers. One, I need to make up points, so that there's that.
You need to make up points. There you go.
Yes.
All right.
But no, I actually think on the right day, I actually think this game is going to be played twice. I think we'll see this again in January, personally.
But we'll see it probably in the divisional round or
exactly.
the NFC. Right.
But
game.
I
don't know. We'll see.
Kind of like the Eagles set the tone when they beat Kansas City. I think the 49ers now are going to come back. I mean, the Eagles – in all likelihood, should have lost to the Bills, but they earned their win.
Yeah,
there's a missed pass.
Bills and the Chiefs, we should have
right,
lost.
Right. So yeah. I think their number is going to get called this week, and the 49ers just find a way. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles win this one at the gun too. It's just kind of their nature. So
we're playing to the ability of our opponent, no more.
Right. So. Yeah, I'll take the 49ers because I think you're going to get everything they get.
All right, Jeff, what do you think?
I think our defense is going to be better than the 49ers. We're getting better at some of that over-the-middle stuff. I'm going with the Eagles, although we do have another loss coming. It's either going to be this week or next week against Dallas. I'm hoping that if it does happen, it's this week. I would be surprised if we end up losing one. They just haven't, things haven't been clicking like they can be. But then again, it's the same thing with every team right now. I mean, look at Kansas City.
Yeah.
Things aren't clicking. I mean, some of the traditional really good ones, even the Niners, hey, they had three straight losses coming back and got a win. I'll go Philly, but it's with a hope and a prayer.
Yep. All right. Who's there?
Since it's in Philadelphia, I gotta go with the Eagles. If it was in Santa Clara, I would definitely pick the 49ers.
All right.
Both teams are gonna go at it. Probably gonna be like a shootout. We'll see. Just like the Bills and the Eagles game was, pretty much. Yeah, another classic game for the Eagles and another win for the Eagles. But if it's a loss, I'll just take the loss myself too, just like Jeff would.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm picking Niners to win this game, surprisingly. I pick them with my head, not my heart. So, picking them to win. their offense is really clicking now since they got Debo back in the fold. They've been playing really well. Defensively, they're really good as well. So they're hard to beat. So it'd be fun to on red zone. So it'd be fun for the Niners to win this game.
I think it's televised.
All day, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm on red zone, but, you know, all day.
Well, I mean, nationally, I'm pretty sure it'll be televised.
I'm pretty sure it's the game.
On Fox.
It's the afternoon game on Fox. Well, instead, CBS could have played them on the afternoon game. Instead, they put on stupid Kansas City and Oakland. I mean, really? Give me a break.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the game was on.
Yeah, they can't. They cut to in the fourth period or quarter, but still, that should have been the whole. To me, that was a much better game than.
You need to get red zone, man. Seriously. You need to get red zone.
I don't watch enough football, dude. I can't justify that. I've got way too many other obligations. I'm lucky I get to watch a whole game a week.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Well, it's the best. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah. Deese has the Eagles. So we'll see how that goes. All right. Brad, we've got Browns at the Rams.
I really want to take Cleveland, and I will. defensively is what I'm doing. I don't know what happened in Denver there. They fell apart. Yeah. But their defense is either going to carry them home for the playoffs, or they're going to win a couple of these and find a way in. But, I can't stand the Rams, and yet they're not out of it. They're like Green Bay. They won't go away. So, I will slightly take Cleveland.
All right. Caesar, who do you have in this one?
I'm going to go with the Rams. They're at home, and, they won't go away like the Packers. But, fortunately, I like the Rams more than the Packers, because there's there in Los Angeles and not in Green Bay. Green Bay is a shit city, by the way. they have title town, whatever. I don't care how many titles that they have. Too many talk, too much talk about that over the years and decades. Go Rams. It could be an interesting game, though. Browns with the defense, with their defense, of course. The Rams defense, they have been up and down all year. But I think they're going to be up because they're at
home. Okay.
If it's with Cleveland, right, they'll probably pick the Browns.
Got it. All right. Jeff, who do you have?
Who's playing again? Sorry.
Cleveland at Los Angeles Rams.
Cleveland at the Rams. Sorry, Brad. I'm looking at some electrical right now. Cleveland at the Rams. I'll take Cleveland on this one. You know what? I'm going to take the Rams.
Okay.
I'll take the Rams for another reason, as it's just I'll take the Rams. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I agree. I'm taking the Rams as well. The Browns have not been playing well. They have third string quarterback.
DTR's gone.
What?
DTR's gone, whatever his name is.
Well, I'm not sure yet. We'll find out. I'm not sure, but he's not good either. But taking Rams by default because they're a better team. So taking them. And then Deese has the Browns as well. The Browns. All right. Sunday night. Football, Caesar, we have the Chiefs at the Packers in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
The worst city ever.
Okay.
Not ever, but like it's like one of the worst cities, especially in Wisconsin. But yeah. Before we get to this game, the Minnesota Gophers unfortunately lost the axe to Wisconsin Badgers. The Gophers won't even get a bowl game. And the Badgers, unfortunately, will. Whoever is facing the Badgers in a bowl game. But anyways, give me the Chiefs in this one. I want to see a freaking bloodbath in Green Bay.
Okay, all right. All right, Jeff, what do you have?
Basically.
Yeah, I don't think Green Bay can win this one. Well, they are at home.
Yeah.
I'll take Green Bay just for the hell of it.
Okay. Okay.
I really don't want them to, but I might change my line later, but you never know.
All right. Yeah, let me know. Yeah. All right. Brad, what do you got?
I don't want them to win either, but I hate the Chiefs more, so I will roll with Jordan Love because they look good on Thursday. They've had 10 days. They've had extra 3 days to get ready. Like, let's see. You're at home. Like, they and this current group has never played in Lambeau. Mahomes and that. So
okay,
let's go.
All right. Well, I hate these teams both. So that sucks. Thinking the Chiefs.
Root for
so,
Ty. He's fine.
Yeah, I'll root for Ty for sure. But hoping the Chiefs do lose, but I don't think it'll happen. Picking the Chiefs to win because I think Patrick will finally play well in prime time. I think so. I think that'll happen.
He will.
As long as there's no drops, he should be okay.
He has to find what's his name? Rashee Rice, something like that.
Yeah, Rashee Rice.
And his other receiver, whoever it is.
Yeah, all right. We're taking the Chiefs to win, and Deese has the Chiefs. And finally, we have Monday Night Football. We have Jake Browning and the Bengals at the Jaguars. Jeff, what do you think?
This is the Sunday night game? Or the
Monday night game?
Yeah. That's stupid. Take Jaguars. Jake Browning's he's not garbage but he is.
He played pretty well actually.
Still, let's take Jaguars. Now that Urban's gone and whatnot. And by the way, speaking of Urban, have any of you guys watched that Netflix show about the Gators and with Urban Meyer when he was there?
No, is it good?
No,
don't care about it.
It makes you want to thrill up. I mean, Urban Meyer, all the bad stuff. I was expecting it to be about the bad stuff and everything that happened when that went on down there. And no, they just painted him as a picture of looking like he was the smartest coach ever. And this,
oh my god,
wow.
I'm not watching it then.
Nope, I got maybe halfway into it and I turned it off. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was going to be good, like hear about, he was in there in a pretty epic era, you know what I mean, with some of the players and some of the stunts that went on down there, so I was hoping.
I was definitely in that role there, I was a fan for a long time, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, Brad, what do you have for this one?
Well, he turned a blind eye to a lot, so it's awesome. I will go Jacksonville just because the Bengals have a trash UW quarterback who got sacked every freaking third
round.
No, it's true. WSU produces better quarterbacks than UW. It's true. True. Except now.
We'll see.
Their current one, UW's current one right now, could change that tie big time.
He won't. That LSU one is good. That kid from LSU.
I assume he will. Yeah.
I like rooting for good people. It's nothing personal with Jake Browning. That was just when you get sacked every freaking third down by TJ Watt.
That's hard.
Hey, Brad, I'd like to see you try to get away from TJ Watt every third down.
I know I couldn't, and neither could you. I know I couldn't.
Nope.
I know I couldn't. No, it's just, it's the same thing. It's like CJ, what's his name? CJ Stroud finally broke the Ohio State quarterback deal.
Yeah.
For me. And the Huskies have produced a lot of great college quarterbacks until then they leave and they're not heard from again, really.
Warren Moon. He's all right.
Brock Hewer, I've heard of him.
Quarterbacks too.
So Warren Moon, we're going back how many decades? That's 30 years ago.
Come on. I got two words, Brad.
What's that?
Ryan Leaf.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Borderline the biggest bust in NFL history.
That's on him.
Yeah. Arguably.
I know. That's on him. And now he's rehabilitated himself. He's doing great now.
Yeah, he has. Oh, he really is, too.
I know. Yeah. So that's a turnaround story.
Motivational speaker on how not to be like me.
Yes, which is great that you actually have that humility to look back and go, after X amount of, after so much jail time and arrest, you finally have some clarity. That's nice.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Jacksonville's just a much better team. However, I could see this being close. Because Jake Browning by himself, I think, beat the Rams, I think. Or no, that was an injured Joe Burrow. We'll see. I mean, I hope Jake Browning gets better because I do wish the Bengals well. It proves my point on the other issue for a while, but that's fine.
All right.
I like Trevor Lawrence. His comment this week was the best. He's like, I hope all the other teams in our division suck, to be honest with you. Like, I thought that was great. But he knows that Houston's not going away, so which is good.
Yeah, exactly. Good. All right, Cesar, who do you have in this one?
I have nothing against Jake Browning at all. I have nothing against UW Huskies ever since I've met Ujazi. So, but he's not going to beat the Jaguars, unfortunately.
Probably not.
It's in Jacksonville. I have the Jacksonville defense in one of my other leagues, and their kicker. Give the Jaguars. Brandon McManus.
All right. Okay. I'm picking Jags as well. Yeah.
Caesar, if you're basing your likeness of University of Washington on Oz, dude, go for it.
I mean.
Oh my god.
Sorry, Oz.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That was just meant to be.
And yet, when I saw Jeff on Saturday night for the first time, first thing he says to me is, the Apple Cup. And I'm like, shut your mouth. Let's go get a beer. Like,
now, is that post-Apple Cup or pre-Apple Cup?
That was post-Apple Cup.
I ran into him at the hockey game on Saturday. I had tasted the hockey game.
Okay.
So did he. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you guys both at the hockey game. Okay, I remember now.
Spokane.
That was a fun night. That was a big win. We won 8
the Spokane Chiefs.
Yep.
Yeah. It was a fun night.
Yeah.
Big win.
The second beer I didn't need, but it was good. So.
That was your second. There
you go.
That was my sixth and
I know.
Fifth and sixth.
Your wife was driving you home too.
Yes, she was.
I'd hope so after that, I'm picking in Jaguars as well, probably by about 10 or 13 points, I think. Diaz has the Jags as well. All right. So, Brad, what are your thoughts coming up here, week 13 in the National Football League?
I just really want to see the Seahawks have a little bit more fight in them if we don't get down 24-3, because they'll lose. I want to see if the Lions have a bounce back game or if this is a little bit of a carryover. I want to see Arizona like really put up a fight in a really tough spot.
Really?
I do. I mean, Arizona's not going anywhere. So go beat
Pittsburgh. No.
Yes, absolutely.
No.
Can't go anywhere. So I like to see teams get humbled.
Well, it's not on a fault line like California. Bing.
No, and I really want to see Denver. I really want to see Denver lose bad.
Definitely.
And I miss my Tommy DeVito this week, but it's okay. We get Green Bay on national TV next week, so that's great.
Oh, do you? Oh my God!
National television game for them, a night game.
Anytime the Giants are on national TV, it's not good.
Especially this year.
Yeah.
We've hosted good teams, but it's still you know, I'd like to think we could beat Jordan Love or at least keep it close, which I think we will, but I don't know. We'll see.
Sure.
We'll see. He's okay. Jeff, he's not that great.
Yep. Jeff, your thoughts on week 13 coming up.
I will give the Seahawks a bunch of shit a lot of times because it riles up their fans so the non-diehard so much, and it's so much fun, to be honest with you. However,
I'm fine. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
No, not you, Oz. I'm talking about the people who became a fan when Russ got there.
Oh, yes. God. Oh, yeah. The bandwagoners.
The people who, when you say, hey, who is Oh, son of a bitch. When you say, hey, who's the quarterback before Russell Wilson? They're like, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Who's Matt Hasselbeck? Who's Steve Largent? I don't know these people. Either way, I really need Seattle to have a good win this week. I know that they go very, 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 very long shot. But, hey, any given Sunday, as much as I need them to win, I really want to see Philadelphia have a good game. Come on, let's start functioning like we know we can. The talent is there. We just need it all game. Not there for a fourth quarter run. Other than that, Steelers, hope you fucking lose. Wilson, you're going down. Kansas City, go Green Bay. Let's show Kansas City. I know it's a long shot. But come on, boys. And yeah, just hope for no injuries and a good week of football.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of injuries this year. Yeah, definitely.
There have been.
And this week is the 51st quarterback to play a game this year, start a game. So that's kind of crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a crazy stat I saw yesterday. Yeah. All right, Caesar, what do you think coming up here?
I'm gonna enjoy myself red zone all freaking Sunday. Without any worries or excitement about any Vikings game. Thank God it's week 13. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's been a long 12 weeks up and down, you know, 6-6 ain't bad. I'll take it. Yeah. Let's go Seahawks, even though I picked the Cowboys. I do want to see an upset, actually. So I'll be secretly rooting for the Seahawks, even though it's out there now. Come on, Saints, beat the freaking Lions. They are frauds. I really want them to lose. Let's go, Saints, for once. Like, please beat the fucking Lions. Go Chiefs, beat the Packers. Mahomes versus Love for the very first time. I want to see a blow, but we'll see. It'll probably be a close game. I don't know. I want to see Mahomes, like, go all out in Green Bay and Lambeau. The rest, the Steelers not easily beat the Cardinals, but it'll be a close game there in Pittsburgh. TJ Watt will sack Crowdenberry probably a few times or so. We'll see. Other than that, that's pretty. Oh yeah, suck it, Russ. Suck it, Sean Payton. It's gonna be a long game for the Broncos. Oh, Texans and CJ Stroud. And their coach. That's it for me.
Yep. Well, for me, Thursday night football, Hawks and Cowboys. Been at my friend Matt's house, and Ryan Deese is coming over as well. So me, Ryan Deese, and Matt are gonna have football and Coca-Cola to drink, not Coke, you know, other Coke. But yeah, I've been watching the game, so
nobody was worried about that. I promise you. Yeah, no, it's no.
You never know with his mind. And you never know. But yeah, taking the hope of the Cowboys can lose. Go Hawks. And the throwbacks again. They're back in throwbacks this week. So it'll be fun to watch them again in those uniforms. And stick at Russell. Go CJ Stroud. And hopefully the Eagles will be – Niners will be a good game to watch, you know, red zone. But other than that, though, go Lions. And, go Chiefs. Beat the Packers. There you go. All right. So now we go to Food Corner, then we'll finish the pod with random questions for the group here. So this one here is from who is this from? Oh, that's from me. Sorry. All right, this is going to go to Brad. What's your favorite flavor of cookie?
Oh, M&M definitely.
M&M cookies? Yeah, those are good.
Yes.
Those are fan. Like, I love the king size, M&M, that Safeway, the king size cookies. Those are really good. Yeah.
I've done that. I can't do that. But yeah, no, I've done that.
Once in a while. Yeah, once in a while, for sure. All right, Jeff, what's your favorite flavor of cookie for you?
I'm going to say oatmeal chocolate chip. Oatmeal cookie with chocolate chip. Or peanut butter oatmeal.
There you go. Peanut butter oatmeal. There you go. Brad's favorite right there. Definitely.
I'll take the oatmeal. Caesar? The peanut butter can go to hell. Yeah.
Besides the obvious chocolate chip, that's just obvious and clear. That's like everybody's favorite, basically.
Why?
Besides that one, my number one favorite is sugar cookies. I just like the frosting on top of it, and yeah, all that. But yeah, all that.
Yeah. Well, for me, mine is pretty easy. I buy them every few weeks or so, and I go to the store. The soft peanut butter cookies. Oh, they're so good. I love those peanut butter.
Yes.
Flavor. Yes. So good. So fire. My number two would be molasses are pretty good too.
Molasses are pretty good too. That's very underrated, in my opinion.
Definitely. All right. This one here is from Joe. I'll ask this one to Caesar first. What is your best prepared microwavable food?
Best prepared microwavable food. So like one of those TV dinners.
TV dinner? Okay.
One of those TV dinners, right. You say? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, anything that's like in a TV dinner is mostly good. Okay. There's some that I don't really care for or like. But I'm gonna go with some either like a lasagna or some kind of spaghetti.
Okay.
Yeah, spaghetti.
Okay. All right. Jeff, what's your favorite food for microwave food for you then?
I really like the Marie Callender Swedish meatballs or the Boston chicken parmesan. But I would say probably overall, and I haven't been able to find them for a while. Devour had these little, sandwiches, like a microwave. I don't know. It was like a panini, but you do it in the microwave.
Oh.
And they were amazing, but I haven't been able to find them for about a year.
Okay, there you go. All right, Brad, what do you got?
I would say one of those TV dinners that has like whether it's like the Swedish meatballs or it's
Salisbury steak.
It's like an Asian fusion type of thing, like with the noodles. It's really good.
Nice. So for me, I prefer cook chili in the microwave like I did last night. But beyond that, though, I do love me a good Boston's chicken pot pie. Those are really good as well. Microwavable as well. All right. This one is from Ryan D. So I'll ask this one to Brad first. What's your favorite seafood dish?
Oh, definitely. Let's see. I love halibut, so
okay.
But I real thing for fish and chips lately because my favorite restaurant brought that
chips.
Back. It was so good. But probably a good shrimp cocktail mixed in, and you have halibut and au gratin potatoes. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah,
definitely
with asparagus.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Okay, whatever. Jeff?
If we're talking like meals, not just like food, like oysters would be at like flat out, like barbecued oysters. But if we're talking about meals, I'll say like a shellfish boil, like big seafood boils with your.
Sure.
You've got your kielbasa, you've got crab, sometimes lobster, lots of clams, mussels, shrimp, kielbasa, potatoes and corn in it. I can eat that damn near every day.
Oh, definitely. All right. Caesar, what do you got? Favorite seafood dish?
My favorite seafood dish, well, yeah, besides the shrimp cocktails that Brad brought up, those are pretty good. And besides the obvious, like, crab legs for, like, New Year's tradition in my family, I do love tilapia. So if you were to cook me a tilapia, I'd eat it every single night, actually.
Okay.
I prefer that over salmon. So if you...
Do you barbecue it, Caesar, or do you bake it?
Yes. What?
Do you barbecue it or bake it?
Do I barbecue or bake it? I personally do not make seafood. I let my dad do it when I'm over at their house. Oh. But he grills it. Well, yeah, he grills it, but when it's like snowy here and whatever, he does it inside. He just, you know, does it.
You should definitely ask him how he does it, and then text me the recipe, because we just picked some up here last time I had Costco.
Okay, cool.
I'll
probably ask him tomorrow or something.
Yeah, do it, and then text me.
Whenever I have time with him, yeah.
Cool. All right, well, for me, it's pretty easy for me. I would definitely do bottomless, all-you-can-eat shrimp. It could be, like, grilled. It can be, like, you know, breaded shrimp. I don't care what any shrimp, but all shrimp all the time. I don't care. All shrimp all the time. So good. Yeah. All right. This one is from Bree. Asks this to Jeff first. What vegetable do you dislike the most and why?
What vegetable do I dislike the most and why?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Brussels sprouts, because the only way that they're good is when there's a copious amount of bacon added to it.
Oh. I have, speaking of bacon, I tell you, Jeff, earlier. So tonight, I ordered Zips tonight for dinner tonight from Zips.
Yeah.
On North Monroe.
Yeah.
I would never order from them again at the location.
No, that one's awful.
Location. I ordered a double bacon cheeseburger with onion rings and a pop. They sent me two, and I said, no tomatoes also. No tomatoes, I want straws and all that stuff, right? So they send me two cheeseburgers, single patties, with tomatoes, no bacon, not even what I ordered. And they had no straws, no napkins, and it came cold as well. I was like, what the hell
is that? That almost sounds like the Uber driver gave your meal to someone else.
Well, they just fucked up the orders. All it was. They just didn't know what they're doing.
That doesn't surprise me, though. That one is absolutely awful. I will say that. I will, if that's the closest one, I'll drive down the street and go to the one on Northwest Boulevard.
I'll see the 5 mile one instead. 5 miles.
The best, well, I'm just saying if that's the option. Best one in town is the one in either Mead, the one at Whitworth, or the one out at Lakeside.
That's way out there, though. Okay.
I know. I'm just saying, though. Right. You didn't ask, so I'm telling you.
Okay. Thanks for that. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Caesar, what's your least favorite vegetable and why?
What was the question again?
What is your least favorite vegetable and why?
Least favorite vegetable and why?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I like broccoli.
Uh-huh.
Really, I like, but the cauliflower, no.
Yeah.
It's just, it's just not really that good for me. And, you know, there's other ones that I don't like, but especially.
All right. Brad?
There's not really a vegetable I don't like.
Really?
Yeah, oh my God. I love vegetables, man. Like,
oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah.
No, it's just American.
Healthy and right and correct.
I'm not a big pickle guy.
Really?
No.
What if they're fried?
What's that? You're right, unless they're fried. Yeah, we've had fried pickle. That's right.
I know, and that's why I was like, wait a minute, those were delicious.
Yes, they were. Well, yeah, they were. No, but like a giant pickle on a burger, no.
Yum, yum, yum.
Or like the pickles that are on McDonald's burgers and stuff suck.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But other than that, that's not really, I mean, it, but, you know, in fact, I just had tomatoes, green pepper, onions, mushrooms tonight, so.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Okay.
I used to not like Brussels sprouts, but then in the kitchen I worked in for 7 years in my early 20s and teens, I grew to like those. I liked the way they were done. I've had them since, and I realized it's like, they got to be done a certain way. I can do them without bacon, actually. I can. But I don't have them a lot. But I don't usually mind them for the most part.
All right. Well, mine should not be a huge shocker, but
everything.
Well, no, I like a lot of vegetables, but there is one vegetable that I just can't stand. You should know by now.
Mushroom.
Mushroom. It's fungus. It's slimy. Yeah, it makes me
I don't like. I don't like mushroom either. Yeah.
People like that, it's fine, but like for me though, for me personally, like when I eat just a mushroom, like I almost threw up. Actually, it's that bad for me. It's
my aunt Diane would agree with us, Ozzy. It's a fungus. So.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I was going to finish my answer. I accidentally called somebody else.
Yeah.
I'll finish my answer. Yeah. Besides cauliflower, I do not like pickles. I mean, I don't like pickles as a whole, like a you know, the whole thing. But if it's like bits and pieces, I'll eat it. If it's in a burger or a hot dog or whatever. Yeah. Relish, I don't really care for. Coleslaw, I don't like either. It's just
disgusting.
Why is it? Yuck.
Yeah.
The grossest thing I've ever seen. One of the grossest things I've ever seen as a food.
Definitely. All right, and we finish off with Ryan Lund. All right, Brad, we have. Would you rather have a milkshake or a smoothie? What's so funny over there, huh?
No, nothing. I thought I heard something. I definitely have a smoothie.
And why is that?
I don't have milkshake. I don't have either very often.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, a good smoothie that you don't like the berry smoothie at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in all day long on that. I would have one in years. But like a good milkshake, maybe I'll get them at the milk bottle once a year or something. I haven't been there for, it feels like forever.
Right.
But, I'm not a big fan of either, but I mean, a good like berry smoothie once in a while is fantastic.
Okay. All right. Caesar.
I'm sorry. What was it?
Would you rather have a smoothie or a milkshake?
Smoothie or a milkshake? Mm-hmm. Milkshake. Cause I don't like smoothies all that much.
There you go.
Milkshake all the way.
All right. Jeff?
In general, I would say I probably like milkshakes more, especially like the Zips cream, like Taiwan's or whatever. But in general, I will have a smoothie way more often because of, and once again, fuck you, lactose. Lactose intolerance, it doesn't go great with milkshakes. I mean, again, I'll have them here and there, and I can have a little bit. It's not too horrible, but in general, just avoid it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have smoothies all that often. When I have them, they're pretty good, but I definitely prefer milkshakes because, there's something about a milkshake that's really, 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 really good. Yeah, definitely love a good milkshake. All right. Random question for the group. For instance, this one here is from myself, so ask this to Jeff first. If you had to live in a movie, which one would it be?
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, you're welcome. My gut goes to Castaway. No, I'm just joking.
Really? Okay.
No, I would probably, Scarface, Blow, again, kidding.
Yeah.
That's a good question, dude. If I had to live in a movie set. Part of me legitimately wants to say Idiocracy so I can feel that much smarter.
Okay.
But, I'm gonna say more like The Sandlot or like the old school, like with what's his name? Nope, that's it. Grumpy Old Men.
Great.
Oh, there.
Well, that is a movie I would be okay with that weather. The ice fishing would be amazing. The drinking, just that would be a great one. But otherwise, you know what I mean? Like, it's tough to say. There's so many damn movies out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Brad, what's your movie?
Come back to me. I'm debating a couple here. Come back to me.
All right.
Oh, Caesar. God.
Sorry.
Well, there's a ton of movies I would love to be in. Where do I even start? Well, since there's an ape named after me in a movie, Planet of the Apes, of course, the newer versions of the Planet of the Apes. But other than that, say like World War Z, the Batman movies, Star Wars, maybe Harry Potter. Of course, The Breakfast Club, because that's my favorite 80s movie of all time.
Great.
And plenty of other movies. I'll have to give you a full fucking list later on.
Okay, not, but, yeah, not tonight. No, yeah, definitely.
No, not tonight. Right. Tomorrow morning. Yeah.
All right, Brad, did you think of a movie?
It's more of a, I would love to be, probably James Bond for me. I'd love to be in one of the James Bond movies. It's like a trifecta there. But for or as a kid, it would have been like Home Alone, the second one in New York. Part of me would love to be in like Kevin Costner's like Tin Cup or
Prince of Thieves.
Bull Durham, like where you know, just like that kind of that where you're on the road. There's just something, Matt. Like those movies he did, especially Tin Cup. I love that character.
Oh, me
so just great.
Yeah, for me, I would love to live, not be, but live in a movie would be Forrest Gump, just because you know you follow Forrest wherever he goes. He's been to Alabama. He's been to the White House. He's been to Vietnam. On the boat, probably goat on the boat trip, and all that stuff. That's a bad impression for me, but I would love to be just flying the ball with Forrest Gump, ping pong, and all that stuff. And it'd be fun actually. I think to be in Forrest Gump all across the country. Yeah. All right. Question is from Caesar. So Caesar, what's your question? What?
I've been coughing and I shocked myself.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'm laughing at what I'm seeing on TV right now. I can't help it.
I'm watching Dateline, so there you go.
That's not funny.
That could be funny.
The Keith Morrison one time.
It is actually, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my wife's Peacock Man.
That's your wife's what?
Dream like, Man. That's. No, I shouldn't say that. Not like necessarily Dream Man, but like a bucket list to meet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Sorry, I shouldn't. Yeah, that came out wrong.
There you go. All right. What is your question for the group? Which I have it here, but go ahead. What's your question?
So now that November is almost over and we're heading towards, Christmas and New Year's, what are you most looking forward to, Christmas and I don't know if you guys have any plans yet. Doesn't matter if you do or not. Just what are you looking forward to for these two holidays that we have left?
All right, Brad?
For me, it'll be spending Christmas with my family more than likely.
Yeah.
Because Thanksgiving I didn't. And then I was with somebody else's family. somewhat. Anyway, that's a whole podcast. But yeah, and then in January, I'm going to go to either Palm Springs or Arizona to see the Eagles on their farewell tour. So
nice.
Yeah. I don't think the Super Bowl is down there, dude. Not that Eagles.
It's in Vegas.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't pay money to see the Philadelphia Eagles on the road. Sorry, I'm not.
Fool.
For me, I go to my aunt's house for Christmas. She every year. She's fun as Thanksgiving as well. Good times. So my cousins I haven't seen in a long time, so that was cool. New Year's, I'm not sure. Hopefully watching football, I think. So there you go. How about you, Jeff?
Looking for I'll be off for at least a week. I'm off the Friday before Christmas, and I will be off through the New Year's, which will be nice. Might take the second off as well. Looking forward to that. Of course, family stuff. It'll be I'm excited to see what the plans are for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day dinner, I guess. It's kind of up there right now, what family and where we're doing what at. But it should still be a good time. But otherwise, no, I'm very excited for New Year's. Me and the neighbors, we all kind of have a little get together, cul-de-sac party out front. Might be some fireworks. I don't know. I'm not the judge of that. Don't judge me.
Yeah, I will.
It's like, it's like a war zone around here. Not just with our cul-de-sac, but the whole area.
Really?
It's just, a fire. Oh yeah, dude. It's wild with how crazy it is up here in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
So yeah, looking forward to that. That'll be a good time.
All right. And Caesar.
Yeah. Well, these last 2 days of November can just hurry up and just be done with, because I've had like probably one of the worst Novembers of all time. Not really going to go into it, but it's been a long
weekend. I'm sorry, man. That sucks.
Well, it does. I'll talk to you guys about it in the morning or whatever. If you guys would really need to know or want to know, but
I'm okay. Guys.
Yeah, you're okay. That's fine. Yeah. I don't care. But anyways, I'm looking forward to all the December birthdays that I know about besides mine, of course. Some other family members and friends, of course, and coworkers. I just found out there's like 2 coworkers of mine that have decent birthdays. That's amazing. But there's other coworkers that have decent birthdays as well.
Okay.
Besides that, looking forward for my birthday. I'll be 32. The opposite, 23. I age well, so I'm gonna be the same teaser. Looking forward to Christmas, but Christmas Eve, because I'll be at that Viking Lions game, be a whiteout game here in Minneapolis.
There you go.
If you're wondering, Ozzy, it's gonna be the Canadian section.
Ooh, there you go.
The middle 200 section, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, good old Canadian, whole Canada section. That'll be a fun game. It'll probably end up being like the Giants game last year on the 24th of December. Game-winning field goal by Greg Joseph, if that's the case. I would hope a game-winning touchdown, but we'll see. Looking forward to Christmas with the family. I hope all the family, but we'll see about that. In New Year's Eve, looking forward to a new year, 2024. A great ending to 2023. Whether it's family or friends, probably both at the same time or later times, we'll see. That's what I'm looking forward to in the end of 2023 and beginning of 2024. Here we go.
All right. Sounds good. All right. This one is from Bree. I want to send this to Caesar. this is an easy one to answer. It's yes or no, basically. So, do you prefer Christmas music before December 1st or after?
I like it before.
Thanks, Caesar. I appreciate that. It's fantastic. Brad? Yeah. Before. And Caesar?
What was it?
Do you prefer Christmas music before or after December 1st?
I would say after, but my work decided to do it after the whole Thanksgiving week. So,
yes,
well, I was off Monday, thankfully, but I did hear today, unfortunately, some. It did a mixture of Christmas music and just regular music, which was good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I believe in December it's going to be all Christmas music. So I am looking forward to it, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Uh-huh.
But it's whatever. It's mixed reviews with me. Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
I'm okay with it before, so long as it's after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah. I prefer in December. I don't like it in November. It's kind of early for me. But yeah, I like it after December 1st. You said, Brett, you said what again? You said before?
Yeah, I don't mind. I really don't.
Okay. There you go. All right. That's right. Jeff, what do you have for us tonight here?
Sorry. I had one, and then honestly, during the podcast, I lost it at some point. Hold on. Drawing a blank. Okay. Scariest movie you've ever seen?
My answer would be I haven't seen one. Because I'm not really shaking it at all. So, I mean, I've seen a lot of the horror movies. I've seen all the great ones, but I don't really get scared that much. So I'd say none.
Cool. And you're the Halloween. You're the born on Halloween guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I don't scare that often. I don't jump at all. But maybe one. Maybe a little bit. It was scary. A little bit. I guess for some might have been scary. Would be 27 Hours. It was pretty good. Or whatever it's called. 27 Hours. 27 Hours after. I don't know. Something like that. One of those movies. One of those movies. All right, Caesar, what's yours?
Well, I've seen a lot of scary movies in my time, my 31 years, 32 years of time in this world. Have I really gotten scared? Yes and no. probably the last movie that really got me scared was, I don't remember, it's been a very long time, actually. Probably that last, not this newer Exorcist movie, because I've never seen it. I haven't seen it yet.
I don't know if
I will or not, but the older Exorcist movie, pretty much.
That one was
pretty creepy. Or one of the Grudge movies. Yeah. That's
all right. All right, Brad, what about you?
There's a remake of a movie called The Last House on the Left, and
the first
time I saw that, how evil this one guy was, I couldn't believe there's a part I literally couldn't watch. I had to have my head down. It was so gruesome. It wasn't graphic so much. It was what was happening off screen and just sort of, it was just really bad.
Yeah.
It has a great ending to it. They really paid off at the end. I mean, it's
nice.
It's, yeah, that was uncomfortable.
Yeah. All right. Jeff, what's your answer there?
My situationally, I would say just because I saw it opening night at midnight and I was going camping the next morning.
Okay.
Blair Witch Project.
Okay.
That one freaked me out.
I mean, yeah, it was scary, but I didn't really get all that scared. I got
scared. It was a few times at the time. At the time, it was wild because everyone thought it was real. That was really? The big kicker about it. That was the big thing at the time because you didn't have the internet. You didn't have what we have now. When it came out, it was shown as this was found in the woods. It was slightly edited at the end to make it appropriate for filming audience, and that was it. And no one could find the actors. No one could find anything. And then it was like a month later, they came out on Conan. Well, again, we saw that at 17 years old, midnight, and then we're going camping on an island the next morning. Like, we were kind of like, oh, snap. Otherwise, I would say fire in the sky.
Probably heard of it, but I've never watched it. So
it's about a dude. It's supposedly a true story about a dude who back in the 70s in Arizona, he was a logger. And he got up. There's one scene in particular, but he got abducted by aliens.
Oh, there you go.
And there's one. If you look up the fire in the sky, the alien scene, it as a kid, it'll fuck you up.
Oh, for sure.
Oh my god. Yeah, so it's wild.
You watched it as a kid? You watched it as a kid there?
Well, we thought it was something. Back in the day, I grew up out north in Trail. Yeah. Well, the year that it came out, I saw it in the theaters, whatever, like 94, maybe. I was probably 12. We rode the bus from Indian Trail up to Francis and then over to the North Division 6 movie theater.
Yeah.
Watched that movie, and me and my buddy ran out of that movie, freaked out in the middle of that scene. Like, it was.
Yeah.
Again, this is, you got to think, you know, we're 12, we're 11, 12, 13, maybe. Yeah. And all of a sudden we're seeing, I mean, it's very, very forward for its type of a movie. Like, y'all should look it up. It's kind of wild. I mean, now I've seen it. It's like, okay. It's kind of creepy, but nothing like, ugh.
Definitely. All right, Brad, what do you have for us tonight to close out the podcast?
What new thing do you want to try in 2024? That can be food, experience, skill, a new girl. I don't care. Whatever.
I want to try to compose myself during football games. Because I have a temper sometimes when I watch games, and sometimes it's a short fuse, and I throw stuff all around the house. I'll try to hone my temper during football games. Definitely. And Brad's seen it too, though. You see me do stuff with my hat and stuff. So
I have seen that. Yes. Only once,
but it was during a wrestling match. I think that was.
That's right. Yeah, that I remember. That was at Ethan's old, or that was at their old house or whatever.
Built on Garland. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. What do you think?
There's a couple some new restaurants. Downtown. Not necessarily just downtown, but there's just a couple of new restaurants I'd really like to try and get out and do. And then also, I'd like to get out and go fishing more.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, with my son, because he absolutely loves it, and that's all he wants. Fishing and golfing, because that's,
and golf,
it
and
seems like it's two new favorite passions.
Did you say golfing or physical golf?
Both. Well, I'll frisbee golfing or disc golfing still, but regular ball golf. My son is. Oh, I got him a set of clubs this year for his birthday.
Oh, nice!
And that's all he talks about and wants to do anymore.
Oh, sweet! There you go. When you get nicer, definitely go out there when it's nicer.
Yeah.
All right, Caesar.
What restaurants?
No.
You said?
What do you want to try new in the new year? Could be anything.
What do I want to try new in a new year?
Oh my god. Brad, you can ask a question if you want again.
Like food, it could be a new skill.
What new experience do you want to have?
Yes.
Well, besides the obvious, a Vikings Super Bowl win. Oh, nothing to do with sports. Let's see. Nothing to do with sports. Possibly go experience a different country that's not Mexico.
Okay.
I want to go to Japan or some other countries, but I'll probably give you a list of that too in the morning.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
But because I'm getting really tired. So
yeah, I can tell. Yeah. All right, Brett, what do you have for us to end the podcast here?
I've been challenged to do it. I want to attempt open mic night.
Oh my! Oh no! Oh yes. My! Oh,
try man. It. Give it a whirl.
Right.
Yeah, give it a shot, man. Give it a shot.
I need to be a little buzz.
Yeah.
Guy in line. You know, like 2 months. Mick Foley.
Right.
I asked the guy like ahead of me in line. He held the mic up there. I'm like, what's the talent? You know, and he goes, it's not that great. You'll fit in fine. I was like,
yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah.
I probably could be horrible, but I wouldn't. I promise you, I would not go up there and have stuff that either, you know, if it doesn't, I would never do it again. But I wouldn't go up there and be like, I can't talk about it. No.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like you have like 5 minutes set. I get 5 minutes set. I think it should be fine. Yeah. A little 5 minute set. Yeah. Definitely.
Fun.
It takes a lot of guts though. I takes a lot of guts though to do that. A lot of courage and
Confidence.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast, guys. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Have a great week.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great week. Bye week for me. Yeah.
All right.
And Brad.